The Dating Show with Pete Wicks and Cece Coleman on FUBAR Radio.
Boys, girls, lads, ladies, dogs and Yuri, if you're listening. Cece and I aren't actually here. We are off for a couple of weeks. However, we haven't left you hanging. We have left you with some of the best bits from the weird and wonderful date news over the past 6 months.
Listen in, people. We have got some goodies. And if you haven't ever listened before, I don't know where the fuck you've been, but welcome. Join in and...
think of this like us tickling your bollocks for our return.
There you go.
You're welcome. Toodaloo.
I'm going to go straight in with Nadia Essex. So, Nadia Essex caught her boyfriend cheating with unusual Fitbit activity. This fascinates me. This just shows where we're at in the world. So, in a previous episode, we had doorbells. Do you remember that one? That was.
I do remember. I do remember the doorbell cheater.
There you go. So this time we're doing Fitbits. So Nadia Essex responded to a TikTok which asked people to share the moment they knew their relationship was over, revealing that their Fitbit had alerted them to a strange activity in the early hours of the morning. She said, "When my ex-boyfriend came home from a night out, I woke up in the morning and thought, let me make him some breakfast. I got a notification on my Fitbit, the Fitbit that we had synced together, showing that between 2 and 3 a.m. that morning, he had burned over 500 calories. I mean, he's clearly a bit of a goer, isn't he? She decided not to shove... oh, so sorry, she did. She decided to shove the breakfast where the sun don't shine. I mean, go on. What's your thoughts?
Well, in fact, let's do your thoughts first because I've actually done some research.
Oh, all right, Pete, showing off. Here we go.
So it's all right. Listen, I'm glad someone's in control today.
Okay.
Let's do your thoughts on it first, because then I'm gonna basically slag off the bloke. So let's go with you first, shall we?
So my thoughts were, from reading this, I thought, would you really wake up in the morning and just decide to check your partner's Fitbit? So she clearly had an inclination, right, that something was going on already. So... I mean, I don't know if I'd want to know that much information about my partner. I don't think I'd want to know the whole of their life. Mm-hmm. But if you're not going to go through someone's phone, then maybe that's the upgrade. That's the new thing to do is try their Fitbit.
Check the Fitbit to see if they're having a Fitbit fuck.
Hey, hashtag.
So do you want to hear my interesting bit of research?
Go on, tell me.
So Nadia claims that he, 500 calories he burned.
Yeah, I know.
Between 2 and 3 a.m. Now, does that sound like a lot to you?
Yes, it sounds... I mean, I don't think I've ever burned 500 calories during sex. That's a lot. Oh,
no, it's not.
Oh, enlightened.
Research shows, on average, women burn 69 calories a minute during sex, and men burn 101 calories. So this means... that the poor lady that he cheated on Nadia with had a good 5 minutes out of him.
Oh, I love the spin on it. I love it.
So actually, despite the fact that he's being a naughty boy, he's evidently doing it fucking badly.
Oh, that is amazing.
So, Nadia, you're better off without him, babe.
Finally,
at least get to double figures on the minutes, for fuck's sake.
Wow. I like that, though. I'm going to note that for next time.
Yes.
69 calories per minute.
That is research from healthline.com, which I find quite interesting. So 69 calories a minute for women and 101 for men. So men, if you are only burning 500 calories, you are basically a pump squirt. So, you know, he's lucky that he can even cheat on a woman, because I'd be surprised now after this. We won't, obviously, I don't know if people can guess who he is, but we won't name him, but don't bother. Do you know what I mean? You're better off having a wank.
Oh dear. Moving on
from shit sex.
You can read and I'm going to get your opinion on this one.
So from shit sex to a shit husband, I think, personally.
Okay, good. All right, go on.
So a man bought his wife a dress that is too small in order to make her lose weight. Mike said that he'd noticed that his wife had gained just a little bit of weight lately. So he surprised her with a gift that would motivate her to lose the extra pounds, not expecting her to get revenge. Firstly, I think everyone put on a little bit of lockdown weight, unless you are doing Cece's healthy classes, because she's out the fitness guru.
Thank you for the promo. Yeah.
Don't worry.
If you didn't hear that, Pete just said that I'm a fitness guru.
She is a fitness guru. Tone, all sorts of things, fitness.
All sorts of things, fitness.
Anything to do with tequila, come to me. So this guy bought it basically to try and make about his wife, which I think is just a horrendous fucking idea. I mean, and also, what an arsehole.
Yeah, he's asking for an argument there. I mean, we all know how, even me, who is doing the fitness and all the rest of it, I've still had a year of lockdown. So, you know, we're all not how we usually are. So for someone just to make that even more prominent, your partner as well. He's done that wrong.
He left a note on the dress saying, I'm really looking forward to seeing you in this. How do we feel? I mean, that's basically, I'm really looking forward to seeing you this ... when you lose a cup, when you lose a bit of timber, babe.
Yeah, or squeeze into it. I mean, depending on the woman, and then it's all hanging out. Oh, no.
However, she did get him back, and I think this is brilliant.
Go on.
So he came home from work a few days later to find a packet of condoms that were far too big for him on the counter with a note saying, I'm really looking forward to seeing you in these.
Yes! Do we have a name? What's her name? I love her. No, we don't. Whoever she is, yes.
Mike's missus smashed it.
Yes. Oh, that is amazing.
We like that. We like that kind of revenge.
Yes. Good for you.
So, yeah. So this week, shit set, shit husband. That's dating stories of the week.
If you didn't know, you're still listening to The Dating Show with Pete Wiggs and myself.
So this is the Welsh language dating app for men with small penises. Attracts thousands of members worldwide. So if you've got a little dick and you think, listen, there's no hope because there's, you know, I can't find a lady who I can touch the sides with, then there is an app where you can find basically people who are after blokes with little dicks.
Amazing. I mean, I'm sure there are people out there that love a little chode, love a little poke. It doesn't need to be, you know, I'm sure that there's always something for everyone, isn't there? And this particular Welsh app, this dating app, I'd like to know what it's called, actually. Not that I'm into that, but, you know, it'd be good to understand.
Little Dicks Are Us.
Little Dicks Are Us.
The guy that's created it has actually produced a number of different dating sites, some for gamers, you know, for the people that play COD and all them sort of stuff. Old geezers, the ones who have, who lack in the hair department, and women as well, transgender people and people who are attracted to extreme age gaps.
Interesting. I mean, there is a market for it, isn't there? Because everyone's different. Everyone is unique. So if you have a tiny little penis, there is an app for you.
And if you're tiny, bald, love to game and are looking for a really, really old lady, then you can get on all four apps and you cover all bases. So listen, it's fucking fabulous.
Boom.
Oh, in fact, I do know what it's called.
Go on.
Oh, God, it's actually worse than Tiny Dicks Are Us. So the small penis dating site, which was launched on the cusp of the pandemic last March and has since attracted 118,000 members across the world, is called Dinky One.
Oh, wow. Do you think then, when you're going on there, are you just fully just accepting this is it? This is what I've got. It's tiny and this is it. Or is it like, I just dip my toes in? What do you reckon?
I'd love to know how you qualify for that. I mean,
good question.
How small do you have to be?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? What is small? What is small?
Casey,
tell us what you think a small dick is.
Oh, you cannot ask me that. You really can't, because I'm about to insult the whole of my sexual
listen,
book.
Cece, babe, this is the circle of trust. I've said it before. Tell myself and the FUBAR listeners what Cece considers to be a tiny dick. What's a dinky one for you?
What I will say is that I've never measured a willy. And so when men say, oh, I've got a 10-foot fucking massive wanger, I think...
I haven't chaired you up before, have I?
I just think, I have no... That really doesn't mean anything to me. Measurements, you know, it doesn't... I don't really go by that. I go by looks. So I'll have a little look and then I'll make a decision from there. And then obviously, you know, that's it. I'm not going to go any further with this conversation. That's all.
Okay. I mean, listen, I love that. I mean, just out of interest, and the most interesting part for me is that it's a Welsh language speaking dating site, and the reason he's done that is because the majority of the people that have signed up to this are from Wales.
Well, there you go, there you have it. Men in Wales,
get yourself on Amazon and buy yourself a cock pump.
Pete, does that work? Have you ever tried a cock pump?
I don't need to because I've got a 10-foot wanger. No, I've never tried it, and I mean, I would like to think that I don't need to, but also, I mean, maybe I do need to, I don't know. But I just don't like the idea of pumping my penis.
Oh, I'd be interested to see how that works. I really would. Anywho.
I'll tell you what, after this, CC, once we've finished the show, what we'll do is we'll get on Google together.
Right.
And we'll see if we can find a dick pump video.
I bet there is one. And then we can bring it up next week. Next Friday, that'll be our chat. How do we get on with the dick pump?
Okay. Again, you are listening to Food Bar Radio, where we're talking small dicks and dick pumps. But it is what it is, eh? So the next bit of dating news was a man who was left horrified after his boss points out awkward Zoom name during job interview. Now, Zoom names, everyone's spending their lives on Zoom at the minute. My name, as you can see, is just Pete Wicks. Yours, CC Coleman. We've gone very basic, haven't we, babe?
Yeah.
Basic name. Says what it does on the tin. This guy went to a job interview on Zoom and he set his name on Zoom as Big Daddy.
Oi, oi.
Interesting.
Very interesting.
How would you feel? Well, I wonder what it could be. If we had a guest on, let's say, you know, we interview people on this show and they came up with an interesting Zoom name like Big Daddy.
Yeah.
Would you say something?
Well, because I do my Zoom fitness classes, one of the, I get new people, new members, and one of the new members had come on and I don't even know if I can use this word, their name was You're All C-U-N-T's. That is really bad because I'm trying to act professional. Everyone else can see it. So I just remove them from the group. But what happens is when you remove someone, you actually permanently remove them. So they paid for membership and couldn't get back in. So I think you kind of got to be a bit careful, especially if you're going for a job interview. I mean, come on, check that stuff. That says a lot about the person that they're not, what's the word? When you're kind of like a stickler for getting things right.
Detail, an eye for detail.
Yeah, clearly he's not that person. So God knows what job he was going for. But...
Or he thought it would impress them.
Would you do that?
Next week I may come on to this record and call myself Big Dick Pete or something. Pete the Meat.
Pete, that's gross. Pete the Meat. Has anyone ever said that to you?
No, sadly. Would that impress you, CC, if I came on as Pete the Meat?
Oh, I'd be like, Pete, go on, you lad. Pete the Meat.
The way you're talking there says to me that you're slightly cringing. And funny enough, the man the lady, says that she's suffering from post-traumatic cringe and has yet to share whether he got the job.
Post-traumatic cringe?
Yeah.
Brilliant.
I know. It's a good one. That I like that. I'm going to be using that one.
So.
I love this one.
Do you? Okay. So my girlfriend asked me to sleep with her twin sister and I don't know what to do.
Do it.
A 23-year-old. God, I mean, if you were 23 being asked this, a 23-year-old guy was approached by his girlfriend of 2 years asking to have sex with her identical twin. The twin sister had recently broken up with a boyfriend of a year and after he was cheating on her with his ex. The guy's girlfriend said that his sister had become depressed. Oh, sorry. Yeah, the guy's girlfriend said that his sister had become depressed and her self-esteem was low. So her sister already... I can't get my words out today. She said her sister already had a crush on him and that's why... I can't get it out today.
So, sister already had a crush on him, and that's why he's the only guy that he would put, or she would put her trust in him, basically, to sleep with sister.
Right, I get it, okay.
She didn't want her sister to get hurt again, so she said, I'll tell you what, I'll let you borrow me boyfriend, he'll show you a good time, Do you know what I mean? Keep it in the family, happy days. His girlfriend was begging him to do it, but he couldn't believe what he was hearing. So he took to Reddit, because that's the place to go for great advice. But in the end, decided he couldn't go through with it. His girlfriend also admitted that she's ashamed of asking him and was 100% sure she doesn't want to share him with anyone.
Good.
Good. That's the answer we wanted in the end. As delightful as a man, as delightful as that sounds.
What is it then? What is it, just the fantasy of it? Is that why it's appealing?
It's not necessarily fantasy. It's just one of them things, isn't it? It's like a bit of a, like a bucket, like sleeping with sisters. Do you know what I mean? Especially twins. Like, it's just one of them like fantasy things that just doesn't happen. But actually, when it comes down to it, if you're actually dating one of them twins and then she says sleep, I would be like, absolutely not. Are you mental?
Yeah.
For me, I'm glad she said at the end she 100% doesn't want to share him, because to me that sounds like she doesn't give a shit. I completely get she might trust him and whatever else, but is it just a bit weird? I mean, imagine they got married, right? And then at Christmas, do you know what? Let's call sister one Jenny and let's call sister two Penny. So imagine just sitting there. Jenny, pass the roast potatoes. Penny, would you like some of my potatoes? You've had them before. Do you know what I mean? That sort of
thing. Oh, no.
It's weird.
I mean, it's like, how far do you go to support your family?
Yeah.
Lend them your boyfriend.
Yeah, how far do you go to support your girlfriend? Fuck her sister. I just think it's... Do you know what? I mean, what happens if her mum gets depressed? I mean, she's going to be a nightmare if daddy...
Oh, my God.
Says, listen, I'm a bit depressed. Don't worry, you can borrow Dave. He'll show you a good time and give you a good nosh. You can't pimp out your boyfriend to your family.
It's a right... No, absolutely not.
So, and well played to him for actually not going through with it, because I think most blokes in their head would go, yeah, fuck me, yeah, I'll do that.
Well, that's what I mean. At 23, I'd expect, you know, a slightly different response, but maybe he's got some decency.
I don't want to, prematurely imagine or give my opinion on their relationship, but I've got a feeling they're not going to make it.
Yeah.
All I'm saying.
You might be right there.
Right, so we've got some really good ones this week, but I'm going to go with the next one because I feel like Cece, you're a bit of a Sherlock Holmes, and I just have a feeling this is something you would do.
Okay.
So a woman catches her boyfriend cheating after spotting his finger in another woman's picture. TikTok user Molly from the West Midlands uploaded a video responding to the trend, what is the craziest way you have found out somebody was cheating? Molly said her boyfriend had told her he was going out with the lads. Standard. Molly claimed she was sitting at home while he was out scrolling through Instagram when he saw a girl's Instagram story of her being out for dinner. In the picture, you could see her meal, the other person's meal, and the finger of the other person holding a drink.
Wow.
He said it looked suspiciously like her boyfriend's finger. So she interrogated him, but he was adamant it wasn't him. She said he called her crazy and stupid for suggesting such a thing, but she wasn't ready to let it go. So she messaged the girl, and it turns out it was him. He then insisted they were just friends and that she had nothing to worry about. Unsurprisingly, they broke up within a month.
I mean, it sounds odd, but I reckon I could spot a finger.
Sorry?
I reckon I could spot a finger. I mean, like... You know, imagine he's tattooed. Imagine his hands are like yours, right?
Listen,
that's obvious.
Yeah, it's obviously going to be my fingers. So when I'm out with women I shouldn't be out with, I wear gloves. because I know there is a lot of fucking finger spotters out there. And I just don't want to get caught out. So I wear latex gloves out everywhere.
Oh, what a look.
If he hasn't got tattoos, then that is some fucking eagle eye shit she's doing there.
Well, I quite like the way she said that she was just scrolling through Instagram, as we all do. We're like, oh, I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't stalk him. She clearly was.
Yeah.
But she was right. So she obviously was stalking because she had an inkling, and that inkling turned out to be truth.
Cece, what is the, have you ever caught a boyfriend out or a guy you're seeing out?
Oh, loads. Yeah.
Oh, I just knew it. I just fucking knew it. Come on then, Sherlock. Tell us about it. What is the best...
Tell you about one thing. Oh. So I've got the sock on.
Is that underwear?
That's the sock.
Oh, sorry.
That's my sock. So I remember going to my ex's house, and there was a glass on the side. Yeah, like however many. I was 28. And there was a glass on the side, and it had lipstick around the rim. It's a glass just like yours, actually. See-through glass, yeah. And I remember looking at thinking, look, don't blow your trumpet. Like, and it wasn't bright lipstick. It could have almost been lip balm. And I knew he wore lip balm. But I thought, when does he drink? Anyway,
So as we do as women, we keep it to ourselves and then we bring it up at the wrong time, obviously. So I brought it up and I said, there's a glass. It's not yours. The lips are not your shape. And he made up this incredible story and said that his brother was cheating on his missus. So he had another go around and that's whose the lipstick it was. So it's his brother's bit on the side where he was upstairs. Yeah. And I, you know, you sort of believe it in the moment, but no, after some lots of Instagram scrolling, and actually it was Facebook back then. It was the Facebook thing that got it for me. And I figured it out where he was tagging himself. I figured out he was a cheater.
Wow. I mean, yeah. I think I'm just completely and utterly naive. I don't think I've ever been cheated on. I don't know. I've never really found out that I have or kind of looked for it, if you like. But
this is it. If you look for it, you'll find it.
I completely and utterly agree with that.
I'm not saying that everyone cheats, you know, but if you're looking, if you've got an inkling, you're going to, you know, intuition, if it's speaking to you, listen to it and find, you know, find it.
Okay. All right. I think a lot of women will probably relate to, not just women, men as well, actually. I think a lot of people relate to the finger in the picture story because I have heard things like that a number of times before.
Yes.
But this is just the Instagram world that we live in, isn't it, eh?
Yeah, it is. Yeah. I battle with it, honestly. It's a mind game. I think I feel lucky that I didn't grow up when Instagram kicked off. Like I was sort of at that.
We were the MySpace days, babe.
MySpace. Wow. I feel old. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. What do you think of this, Pete? A woman holds a fake funeral for her ex-boyfriend, so his mistress thinks he's dead. So a woman told her ex-partner's mistress that he was dead when he was actually in prison, even going so far as to hold a fake funeral for him. After Theo Loveridge, that's quite a nice name, and her partner gave birth to their son, she discovered that he had been cheating on her with his ex the whole time she was pregnant. Oh dear. Shortly after the discovery, her partner ended up going to jail. During this time, his ex was messaging him, trying to figure out where he was. Incredibly confused about it, why he wasn't talking to her back. Instead of telling the truth, she's the lady, messaged her and told her that he was dead. Thea got his sister to go along with the plan, oh my God, holding a fake funeral for him and sending out photos of the service. Oh my God, it's been 3 years and she still thinks he's dead.
I mean, I don't even know where to start with that one, if I'm honest with you.
Wow.
What I love about when you were reading that one out is the, oh my God, the realisation of how fucked up it is.
That's messed up.
The fact that it's been three years and she still thinks he's dead. Hopefully, you know, she listens to this show. I mean, I genuinely, nothing surprises me now. We're, I don't know how many weeks into this we are, but nothing really surprises me how far people will go to either prove a point or to keep people away from their boyfriend, girlfriend, whatever it may be.
But he's in prison. Like, there's no way that this ex could see him anyway.
Well, pen pals, visiting orders, all sorts of things.
All right, yeah.
I mean, it's going to be funny when he comes out of prison. I mean, obviously, we don't know what he's in prison for, but if he does come out of prison and then decides he wants to get in contact with his mistress, she's going to think he's risen from the dead.
Wowee, fake funeral. That would cost a bit of money as well.
I mean, yeah, there's a real expense that she's gone through there just to keep someone away from her criminal boyfriend, ex-boyfriend, whatever it may be. That's got to be one of... I mean, how tapped have you got to be? To be honest with you, it sounds like she may be in prison soon.
On that level, yeah.
Yes, she's on that level of tapped, yeah. I think.
That's pretty far to go.
Would you go?
I mean, I've had my moments, but I wouldn't say...
Have you organised any fake funerals?
No, I can't say I've done... I'm trying to think of the worst thing I've done. I mean, I've done some stuff, but I... No, and I'd like to say it was all, like, many moons ago last year.
A lot of your stories start with that. Years and years and years ago.
Such a long time ago.
In a different life, 3.5 months ago.
I've never done that, and I don't think I would. But I wouldn't put anything past me anymore. Never say never, right?
Never say never.
There we go.
Okay. That's always nice when you're talking about whether or not you would hold a fake funeral.
Yep.
Namaste.
Namaste to that.
So next up, we have a man who is left mortified by a group text blunder while trying to ask out a Bumble date. The guy is known as British Will because he's British and his name's Will. He decided to reignite some old dating app flames on his return to New York because he spent the pandemic at the city. So looking to utilize every ounce of his British charm, Will sent out a message to 14 women who he'd been in contact with previously, putting the offer of a date back on the table. Instead of sending the same message to the 14 women individually, he accidentally put them all together in one horrifically mortifying group chat. So I'm going to read out some of the messages. So basically, the message he sent said, "Hey, stranger, we matched on Bumble last year, but didn't meet due to COVID. I just arrived back in the city and was wondering if you're still single." And he signed it British Will. Then the replies, the first one, which is my favorite, "Ew, did you just send this text to 14 girls at once? Oh, goodbye, sir." Someone's also put, "Also, I went on a date with him and he's definitely catfished, just for your information." Someone else has put, "Samesies." Then they replied with, "I never met up with him either, but happy to have met you all." Someone else has put, "Never met up with him, but he stalked me for months saying, hey, stranger." Then someone has actually asked all the girls in the group chat, "Lol, okay, when are we all getting together?" And someone else has replied with, "Thank you, British Will, for connecting us." So the date hasn't worked out too well for him, but what he has done is he has made friends for all the girls who he catfished, stalked, and just generally was a bit of a knot to.
Do you know, this reminds me a little bit of that story we had on a few weeks ago of the girl that had put, she arranged the date for however many men it was all on, you know, in a bar. But the difference with that is she was honest about it. She was like, "Listen, all of you, I'm going to date all of you. You all mingle, make friends." But this guy's tried to be sly and it's completely backfired.
My favourite part of this is the fact that he's read all of these messages as well and hasn't tried to justify himself, hasn't done any. I mean, what would you do?
You can't, though. You're just digging and digging, aren't you?
It is one of my favourite things, though, when, because there's so many stories about things like this, when people send accidental text messages or accidental group, do you know what I mean? Or you send the wrong thing to the wrong chat. Have you got any accidental text message stories?
I don't think I've done that kind of stuff for years. I mean, it would only be like if you're talking about someone and then you text the person that you're talking about. But I haven't, I'm so paranoid of that happening that I think I really, really make sure. Have you ever...
No,
accidentally.
Years and years ago I did. And it's one of the main reasons that I generally call all blokes mate and all women babe. but it wasn't that bad. I'd messaged someone basically with the wrong name because I was supposed to send it to someone else, but I was replying to someone. And I called him the wrong name because I was also messaging another girl at the same time and I was having two chats at the same time and then called the other name. So it's not that bad, but I have heard some absolute horror stories, you know, like people sending pictures of their tits to their dad and shit like that. Do you know what I mean? By accident. You must have heard all these horror stories that, you know, they always come up.
Have you ever accidentally said the wrong name during a very intimate moment?
No, because I call everyone babe.
So, okay. So
I shouldn't have said that because
babe,
now...
You're amazing. Go on, babe. Like that.
Well...
Is that what you say?
I'm not a hype man during sex. Yes, babe. Go on, babe. You're doing really good. Well done, you. I mean, what? namaste.
During.
No. I shouldn't have told... I shouldn't have said that on this. I just call everyone babe.
No, now
everyone's
going to
absolutely fancy. I'm really bad with names, though. Really, really bad.
Yeah, I am too, actually.
Yeah. What's your name?
Every day's a different day. But I respond to most.
As do I.
Man leaves big tip to impress date, but is caught sneaking back for a refund by the waitress. Oh, how is that? So a waitress has gone viral on social media after recounting how the customer recently attempted to impress his date, only to have the whole thing spectacularly backfire on him. The man took his date out for a lavish meal, ordering the most expensive wine and the food on the menu. In her post, the waitress began explaining how the customer initially appeared to be charming and was the picture of courtesy and good manners. When she brought over the bill, he insisted and said, "You never have to pay when you're..." Oh, God, that's gross. "You never have to pay when you're with me, baby." Oh, gross. And made a big show.
Okay, baby.
I know.
a big show of leaving a $100 tip. However, a few moments after leaving, the man reappeared without his date, proclaiming loudly as he walked through the door that he thinks he left something inside. Oh, he said without the slightest shade of shame or embarrassment, "Mark the tip down to $20, hun. I was just playing it up for my date, you understand." The waitress amended the amount, but realised that he hadn't signed for the new receipt to approve the change, so she ran across the street, oh, I love her, to flag him down and explained that she tried to reduce the tip, speaking loudly enough so that his date could hear, who was visibly shocked.
So, he left a large tip and evidently his dignity whilst... leaving a tip. Listen, the geezer's obviously gone in there like Champagne Charlie with lemonade pockets. Don't play it up, mate. Just be you.
What Never.
However, love the waitress.
Love her. She did a decent thing there, a decent job. She's got women's back. Let's move on. What's another dating story?
This one is slightly arousing and slightly weird. So a couple chains themselves together to save their relationship. They then vowed to remain chained together until they were married. So Victoria and Alexandra from Ukraine chained themselves together for 3 months in a bid to save their relationship. They used to break up once or twice a week. So when Alexandra threatened to split up with Victoria, she said, "I will attach myself to you." The pair have now broken the world record for the longest amount of time chained to someone. It hasn't been easy for them, though, as they say spending 24 hours together gets weary. Despite this, they vowed to remain chained together until their wedding day, even though they're not even engaged yet. Now, I don't know about you, but I thought of something straight away that I thought, no. They have to shit together.
Oh, God, I did not think of that. Do you know what? I just thought being claustrophobic, I like being around men, right? And I really love being close in certain moments. Give me the eye. Don't give me that side eye waiting for me to say something and fuck it all up. But I also like my own space. Do you know what I mean? Sometimes you just say, babe, can you just go to like another area of London? Because I just need a breather.
Just go to another area of London.
Yeah, not like the other room, like just another area. Of London or out of London, wherever
you... Babe, I've had enough. Can you do me a favour and just fuck off?
That's what you want to say. And do you know what's the hardest thing in a relationship is trying to find a way to say that politely?
I would absolutely just love it if someone said that to me.
What, can you just fuck off, Pete?
I would actually genuinely appreciate it. Listen, I think you're great and, you know, I love spending time with you, but I need my own time. Fuck off. I'd be like, love that.
Clear, I'll give you that. It is clear. You know where you stand.
Yeah, it's straight to the fucking point, isn't it?
Yeah, not personal, just honest.
We all need our own time sometimes, and I can't think of anything worse than genuinely being chained to anyone for 24 hours a day. But also, the interesting part about this, they break up once or twice a week. That to me, I mean, listen, I don't want to put a dampener on it. I don't think they're ever going to get married.
It sounds just a little bit needy to me. Just a little bit needy. Don't leave me, even though we're going to break up. Let's chain ourselves together.
I mean, for me,
too much.
Nutty. But they are from the Ukraine, and as we know from last week with Yuri, they do it differently. Maybe they've got edgy. Yes, they are. They are fucking edgy.
Okay, so a man's left embarrassed after his girlfriend exposes him for lying to his in-laws. Yeah, 100%. A man was horrified after his girlfriend exposed him for lying to her parents about their cooking while meeting them for the very first time. The couple had gone over to the girlfriend's parents' house for dinner. The boyfriend hated the food they prepared for him, but being polite, he didn't want them to know he didn't like it. When the in-laws would be none the wiser, his girlfriend realised that he didn't actually like it and said, "He's so cute when he lies, Mum. He hates it. Look how his nose flares." The mother-in-law kept beating herself up for making something without asking what he liked, while the girlfriend's father told him that he was being rude and ill-mannered for making his dislike for the food known. Was the boyfriend right to then be upset with his girlfriend for exposing him? How far should you go to impress the in-laws?
Yeah, he's right. He's 100% right for being upset with her, because he was just trying to be a nice guy and make a good impression, I think.
I think it depends, like, on your relationship with your parents. If you know they're a bit uptight, probably don't say anything.
Yeah, she stitched him up a bit there, because that's quite embarrassing. She's mugged him off. She's embarrassed him in front of people.
Yeah. And which I do.
It's completely unnecessary.
And I do think on the first meeting, it's like, you know, if you're going for a job interview, not that the parents are interviewing you, kind of they are, but, you know, you just do it, you're polite, aren't you? It's respectful. And even if it tastes like shit, you just think, God, this is so fucking good. Thank you for more. You know, you just be polite because you want to be respectful. And then, you know, if you build a relationship, you can say in a few months.
Yeah, that was a load of shit you cooked me on the first time. Fuck me. You should have seen me trying to get that down my neck. But yeah,
exactly.
And I think we've all been guilty of that. You know, I've met people's parents before, and they've, you know, so Pete, do you drink a lot? Oh God, no, no. I don't really, very rarely drink. Yeah. Do you go out a lot? No, not really. I'm a bit of a homebody. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like that sort of thing.
Love cuddling myself on the sofa. Yeah.
Yeah, they're just kind of like little white lies that I think you don't. There's just no need to embarrass someone like that. I don't think, especially in front of, because he would have been mortified.
Yeah.
Absolutely mortified. And I just think it's completely unnecessary. It's a little bit nasty from her.
I think it's really, especially in those first moments when you're meeting the in-laws, I've had lovely experiences and fucking terrible experiences.
Would you like to share?
Of course I can. You know, I never share.
I imagine you get on very well with the dads.
I do. Yeah.
And the mums not so much. They're the harder ones, but I'm guessing that's not specific to you. I'm guessing that's a woman thing, because I'm guessing, you know, some mums are like, you know, is she good enough for my son? You know, all that sort of stuff. I get on really well with mums, not so much dads.
I think it really depends on the parents, because I've had brilliant experiences with all, but bar this one mum, and it honestly put a real, like, I made me quite terrified for meeting like the next boyfriend's parents, because I thought, God, what have I done? But if you are a mummy's boy, a mummy's girl, or whatever it is, and your parents are quite protective, they just want the best for you, and sometimes they show that in a really fucking annoying way.
Your parents, have they met many of your boyfriends?
Yeah, most of them, yeah.
Most of them, okay. And have there been any that they really don't like?
Yeah, but they would never say. So my dad's that.
But would they say it to you?
No, they let me figure it out. Like, but my dad...
And then afterwards, is your dad gone, he was a fucking wanker?
He would never say that. He'd just say, look, it's your journey, and I get, like, this is where you're at, and this is what you need to do.
Your dad sounds like the loveliest man. What happened to you?
Oh, I love him. He's great. Shut up.
What happened to you?
No, he's brilliant. He's a decent guy. Remember those 80... Oh, I took... this was off air. Forget it. Forget what I just said. It was off air. I said something. Ignore me.
Yeah, see, my mum always takes the side of the girl.
Does she?
My mum's that person. She, like, honestly, my mum will meet a girl and she'll be like, what are you doing with him? Honestly, I think you can do so much better.
Yeah, but secretly, you know, she's got your back.
Yeah, she's joking. But she just makes people feel really comfortable, and she's really chilled, my mum. So my mum's great.
See, what a lovely warm way to meet someone, by not putting you down, but, you know, having a joke, because then it automatically makes the girl feel, she's got my back as well.
And I think that's what's nice, is that's the kind of nice to meet people like that, because it can be quite nerve-wracking for people. I mean, I tend to do that when I meet parents. I tend to be make too many jokes.
Do you?
Yeah, because I think it's funny. So I...
Because you think it's funny. This is the key here.
No, but I always feel like a good way to... what's the word? Knock people's barriers down, for you to enjoy it, like a laugh together about something.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And it's a way to kind of... And I'm quite derogatory about myself and that anyway. So I'll put myself down before other people can.
100%. So, yeah.
I think that's a nice way of doing it. Do you know what I mean? Because if you go there and you try and be a little bit too... princessy, that's not who I am.
Yeah.
But they need to know who you are on the first time you meet them. So you need to give something of yourself. So, and it's always a good way to kind of, I can't think of what the word I'm thinking of is. It's
D chill.
De-arm someone. I don't know. Yeah, like, okay. De-arm, something like that. De-arm people is just to a little bit of humour. I think it always goes.
So do you usually get top marks with people's parents?
Mums, I usually get top marks with.
Yeah, I bet. And the dads are like... This fucking guy with his tattoos.
Yeah, dads initially, I think, are like, what the fuck has she brought home here? but then, you know, if I go and have a beer with a dad after an hour or so, I think they realise I'm not that bad.
They soften to your lovely warmth.
Well, I think that, yeah, they just realise, do you know what I mean? I might have I might not look particularly appealing to date your daughter, or I haven't got the best reputation to date your daughter, but there's some part of me that isn't too bad. And I think people eventually realise that.
I think there's more than some part.
No.
Big part.
It is just a very tiny part. ask my exes. well, the next dating story, I don't even know what to say about this one. So, woman sends wife biscuits to apologise for shagging her husband. Yep, Elizabeth, I'm not going to say her last name, who discovered her husband was cheating on her, shared the incredible gift she recently received from the other woman. To mark the one-year anniversary of Elizabeth leaving her husband, the other woman sent her a box of iced biscuits, including one that said, "Sorry for shagging your husband." Some of the other biscuits poked fun at the ex, while one had sisters before vertically challenged misters.
What?
So, effectively, the wife and the other woman, I presume, are friends, and to mark the anniversary of them finding out everything that had gone on, she sent a box of biscuits saying, "Sorry for shagging your husband," and a range of other things relating to the husband. Anyway, Elizabeth explained that the other woman had no clue he was married, with the man lying to them both and using a fake name before eventually being caught out. The pair have had the last laugh after striking up an unlikely friendship. Do you think, let's say you were married, or let's say you had a boyfriend, or let's say, you know, you were with someone and you found out he was cheating, do you think you could end up being friends with the other woman?
Well, women do this strange thing where we pretend to befriend.
Stick together.
Yeah. And it's like that, oh, he's such an arsehole. You know, it's like you get on that kind of bandwagon of, but then actually, I've done that when I was younger, I definitely like became friends with the girl, and you think, what the fuck
did
are
you
we
send
doing?
Her biscuits?
No, she didn't get biscuits. No, I wasn't that kind.
No. What sort of mate are you?
I know, but no, I think now, and also it depends where you're at in the relationship. I'd hope to think I was never in a relationship like that again, but you know, it is fucking odd, I think. No,
slightly.
Have you ever befriended a guy that you found out that you sleep with the same woman?
No, I don't think it's ever happened. But I have been for a beer with someone who I was sleeping with his girlfriend.
Oh, I think you told me this. I think you've said this. Yeah.
Yeah.
Which That's all was, good.
Oh, it was really,
and you didn't know or you did know?
No, I didn't know. He was a really nice guy, actually. Obviously, we don't continually hang out.
So hang on, you were having a chat, beard casually, and he said, "Oh, my girlfriend, blah, blah, blah." And you were like,
No. He messaged to ask me whether or not I'd been sleeping with this girl. And I said, yeah. And he said, oh, well, that's my missus, been with her like quite a while. I think we should go for a beer. And I thought I was on my way to have my head kicked in, but actually, he was just a really nice guy.
So that's it. That's exactly the situation. He befriended you.
But this is a year later. I don't think I would have continued talking to him. And then, you know, a year out, like for his birthday, sent him a thing saying, "Sorry, I dicked your bird." Do you know what I mean? I think that's a little bit too far.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's a bit of an unlikely, but yeah, I mean, listen, friendships are made in the strangest of places, aren't they?
Well, I guess you could see it. It's like, you know, the ex-wife. So it's like when you're, you know, partners unfortunately separate and the new missus befriends the ex-wife. There's hopefully no crossover, but that's a really adult way to manage a situation, right? If there's kids involved, like I think...
Exactly. It's a really adult way to fake a friendship.
Okay.
Well, I mean, there's always going to be that bit of you that thinks, oh, really? Do you know what I mean? Of course I'm sorry, but there is.
Do you?
There's always going to be that bit. I don't care how nice and whatever else people are. We've all got that in us. Just think, oh.
In fact, genuinely.
Yeah, fuck. Yeah, do you know what I mean? Fuck off.
I would hope to think I was that person that would be like,
yeah, but
oh,
I can tell
absolutely
you,
fine.
Yeah, but I can tell you now, Cece, you're not. So, this headline, I mean, I don't even know what to say. We've had some weird chats on this show about people marrying sex dolls and all sorts of stuff. But this lady has, she's entered a relationship with a roller coaster and it has made her finally understand what love is. So this lady from France basically laid eyes on the Sky Scream 5 years ago and had an instant attraction. She admits to having been sexually attracted to objects for a long time, but that her bond with Sky Scream's metal frame is so much more than that.
Wow.
DC discuss.
So personal experience, can't tell you if I've ever had that. I can't say that I've sort of love at first sight or had a sensation anywhere in my body for an object.
So what you're saying, you've never been wet at Alton Towers?
No, it doesn't really do it for me. Unless it's a log flume. Thanks for that.
It's okay.
Any objects that do it for Pete?
No, I prefer the people that or the things that I'm sexually attracted to have a pulse for a start.
Yeah.
I mean that's generally one of my criteria. There's not much else.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's not much else other than that, but a pulse is quite important.
Okay.
But yeah, I mean it's just the weirdest thing. She said she spent every moment dreaming of a carnal and fusional relationship with it.
Was it does she get on and like get wet and then like slide around on it and that's like the turn on? Like, is that scary though? Because if you're sort of slipping around on a roller coaster, you could slip out.
I don't think it's a slip and slide. And how wet do you think she's getting that she's going to slip out of it?
Well, it's a little bit weird that she already she's in love with a fucking roller coaster. So it wouldn't surprise me if she was very, very wet. That would be my understanding of it anyway.
My favorite line from this story is she said that dating a roller coaster does have its ups and downs.
Oh, God.
But she now understands what love is with a capital L.
Do you know, I'd quite like to know her background. I want to know, has she ever been married? Like, what's the situation? Does she have kids? Does she have cats? Like, what's the situ?
Well, I think she's recently divorced from the Tower of Terror in Florida.
Oh, fucking hell. I mean,
I'm joking. But yeah, I mean, all this story says to me is I want to know all about this woman. She's not, yeah. she's 43 from France. That's all we know about her. And I can't imagine there are many 43-year-old women in France who are sexually attracted to roller coasters. So she is an anomaly that we want to know more about.
Yeah, let's get on as a guest.
I think
that's
we should,
always,
shouldn't we?
Always the way, yeah.
How's your French, Cece?
I wish I could even count to two, but nah, non-existent. How's yours? Only you can say something, can't you?
Est-ce que je peux quitter la table, non? Tu le parles français?
I reckon that means... you understand where this woman's coming from in France, and there has been moments in your life that you felt the same, but you're worried to share it in English. That's why you said it in French.
Yeah, I said it in French. Namaste. Namaste. That's exactly what it means. It means I want to fuck a roller coaster in French.
Good.
For anyone that's listening that is French, obviously that is not what it means. I just want to clear that up. Should we move on to your story?
Dating
news.
They're all quite excited to be this week, but I'm going to go with neighbours send mortifying note to remind couple their bedroom walls are paper thin. So I think we can all guess where this is going. So some angry sleep-deprived neighbours sent a mortifying letter to a couple next door to remind them that they can hear everything that goes on in the bedroom due to how thin the walls are. So the letter, it goes on, but the letter went to say in capital letters, please, please, please close your windows when you have sex because it is not, because it's not sexy at all. And this couple have children. So what do you say to the kids when you can hear... Hang on, let's get this right.
Oh, that's a lovely bit of clapping action there.
Good, isn't it? It's good.
Yeah, that's good. Then, do it again for me. No, I'm really enjoying that.
And a groan on top. So a groan and a little scream with that in the background.
Do you want to give us a groan?
No, not doing a groan.
Are you sure?
Do you want to give us a groan?
No,
manly. Go on.
I'm absolutely fine without a groan.
What about a grunt? A little grunt then. There's a difference.
I've been called a little grunt before. I'm a silent lover.
No, you're not. So that means all you can hear is that then.
Yeah, I just like to hear the ball slap.
Ah, okay. So what would you say to your children if next door you could just hear the ball slap?
I would ask them if they like WWE and just say that they're wrestling.
Wrestling.
They're just practicing their wrestling moves.
And then they say, well, what was that woman screaming then? Why is she in pain?
She is, because he's beating her very hard.
But I was told at school that that's bad.
Well, as you grow up, you'll realise that it's very, very good. as you can tell, I don't have kids. I'm probably never likely to have them.
Wow, I was going to say, that's brilliant parenting. Wicked. 10 out of 10 for that one.
What would you say? I mean, listen, I work with Sam Thompson quite a bit. And the way he describes sex is kind of how you would describe it to your kids, I think, because he calls it Sexington Bears.
Oh, my God. I just shivered. Is that how? So when he walks into the bedroom, that's what he says. Should we have some, what, Sexington Bears?
Yeah, so him and his girlfriend, Zara, they have Sexington Bears. So, and I say to him, how do you bring this up? I mean, that's not particularly sexy, is it? And he says, I just say to her sometimes, Sexington Bears. And it makes me feel a little bit sick.
Oh, wow.
But I imagine that's quite a nice way to describe it to your kids. Sexington Bears, two bears just having a little...
I see how you put it back there, yeah. To children, understand, yeah. Education. But... I don't know if I could be with someone who spoke about sex like that. Hey, I mean, Cece, do you fancy
a little bit of Sexington Bears?
Hey,
Cece Bear.
Oh God, it's so bad.
The most surprising, not surprising, but the most interesting part of this story for me is the fact that they put on the note, please, please, please close your door. It's not sexy at all. I'd be really offended if someone had heard me fuck and then go, do you know what? That is really not sexy.
Yeah, I would be as well.
What are they doing?
Highly embarrassed.
Yeah, you would, wouldn't you?
I think.
That's what I'd be most pissed off about.
Because we all like to think that we're, you know, brilliant. Yeah, exactly. And everything that comes out in the expression is highly sexy. So if my neighbours, that would be a difficult one. I think I'd just be utterly embarrassed. Shut the door.
Have you ever heard any of your neighbours having sex? I remember you telling us a story about when you lived in New York and the husband and wife couple. The husband and wife who you used to hear having sex all the time. Yeah. How was that for you? Did it turn you on?
I don't know which part was my favourite. When I could hear them consistently all the night that I had my door open and my door backs onto theirs, so I could actually see it going on. And he was eyeballing me whilst giving his wife doggy. So I don't know which one was better.
So you had a visual to go with the audio?
Yeah, both, yeah. I hadn't imagined anyway, yeah.
Do you think that's the problem here, that they're just disappointed that they don't have the visual to go with it?
Jealous, it's jealousy. Nailed it, it's jealousy.
So that's what we've decided. It's actually got nothing to do with the fact, other than the fact she's obviously not getting any. Is that what we're saying?
100%, yeah, she's bitter, she's angry, and the kids are upset because they don't hear their own parents doing that.
So, drunk man buys sex doll and is mortified when it's delivered to his neighbour.
Right.
A man was having a very drunken night watching the Euros when he decided to purchase a sex doll from eBay when England lost. I mean, that in a sentence in itself is weird. Yep. He completely forgot about it until he had an email saying it had been dispatched. And by the time he couldn't cancel it. It arrived in the post earlier than expected. And the man was mortified as his neighbour, who just moved in, agreed to sign for it. The packaging was not discreet at all. So he dreaded what they must be thinking of him. Now, the picture, see if you scroll down on your screen. On the right, you can see the sex doll. She looks lovely. And on the left, you can see the packaging, which is...
Oh, my God.
It's similar to when you give someone a bottle of wine and you wrap it up and they go, I wonder what this could be. That's kind of what the packaging is like. So, it's not discreet in the slightest, is it?
So is that the full story? Is there more to this?
There's a little bit more.
Okay.
When he, When he opened it up, he realised how hideous it was and wanted to get rid of it as soon as possible. He said, I can't sell it on Facebook as that would involve getting it out of the house and neighbours seeing. Returning it to eBay would involve going to the post office, aka social suicide. Going to the tip would be double social suicide, not to mention if police pull me over thinking I'm disposing of a real body. Does anyone have any other suggestions or a big enough box to hide this hideous doll?
Right, so really he wants some dating advice.
Well, no, he wants to know how to dispatch of a sex doll that he doesn't want. And the first thing that pops into my mind is we should put him in touch with Yuri.
Yes.
Because definitely. I'm sure Yuri over the years has had to dispatch of sex dolls.
Yeah.
At some point. I'm sure he's got a fabulous way of doing it. I don't know. He could go.
Hold on a minute. Didn't Yuri's neighbour make his chicken?
Yes, Yuri's neighbour made the half chicken, half woman. Yes, so Yuri's got more understanding neighbours than this gentleman. The only other thing that I can think of, mate, to dispose of it is for you to go all Fred West on it and maybe cut it up.
That's one way, yeah.
Section it. I can't remember exactly. If you watch a little documentary about Fred West and how he disposed of bodies, then I think he sort of cut them into... I think he quartered them.
Okay.
So if you go from the sternum down to the navel and then cut off there and make them into four pieces, you can then fold them into a smaller box.
Little box,
Which is less, you know... So again, people say that we don't give advice, but we do.
I would personally get some different neighbours because I feel like your neighbours are a little bit judgmental.
You think, really?
Yeah.
When you say get some different neighbours, I don't think that's something you can order. I don't think you can...
I mean, if that's not enough to put them off maybe moving away, then, you know, if you're living next to a guy that's fucking a doll, then what does that say about them?
Well, Cece, that's you being very judgmental there.
I'm all right with that. Do you know what? In that area, I am okay with being judged for being judgy.
Talking of sex dolls, I actually read something the other day that you can have a sex doll made based on a person. So I'm actually...
Go on.
Well, obviously, you know, COVID, we started this this show during kind of lockdown. And we've not had a chance to be in the studio together yet. And I was thinking maybe I should order a CC sex doll that can sit with me so that I can high-five it. Not for any, obviously, you know...
No weird stuff, no. So would you just sit and talk to me? Like, would you just place me in the corner and then...
Yeah,
just...
and you know when we always have a laugh like we do and I always say, oh, my God, I want to hug Gara or whatever else. I could just hug my sex doll.
Just go and hug...
And just pretend it's you and we can high-five and, you know what I mean, like...
I feel like that is one of the best compliments I've ever heard.
Well, you know, I try.
Hey, and, I love that. Thank you.
And maybe you could get one of me.
Yeah, I think, well, obviously, yeah. Can't just be you, can it?
No. And then, you know, we can hug each other whilst looking at each other.
That's a new show, as, I feel like. That's an idea for a new show.
I feel like it could be a new show. As long as you keep your hands to yourself, Cece, I know what you like, okay. Wandering hands. So that's my top tip for this gentleman who wanted to know how to dispose of his unwanted sex doll. He actually said it was hideous, but I'm looking at the picture and she doesn't...
It's not hideous.
No.
And you know,
it's not the most real one I've ever seen.
It's everything about this is alarming, but... I think that the top line, I mean, it says it all, really. Man was having a drunken night watching the Euros, and when he decided to purchase the sex doll from eBay because England lost. I mean, let's just talk about that a little bit. Because England lost, he felt the need to buy a sex doll.
Do you know what? Obviously, a lot of people were gutted when England lost in the Euros.
That's fine.
I don't suppose many people's first thought was, do you know what I'm going to do? Fucking England. Do you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to fuck some plastic.
Yeah.
Silicone or whatever it is.
Rubber stuff.
You know what I want? That'll show England.
Fucking
useless they are. I'm going to buy a sex doll.
Okay, I get it now. Like, when you put it like that, it actually does make sense.
Yeah, of course, yeah. To be honest, when England lost, I thought to myself, shall I purchase a sex doll?
But, same.
But I didn't. Instead, I just had a wank. So, shall...
Move on? I mean, have you done with it, or you got more?
I always know when I've said something that Cece kind of finds weird because she just goes silent.
Well, no, actually, I was going to ask because we talk about wanking quite a lot. What type of wank was? Yeah.
I had a poser's wank. I put on an England shirt and had a poser's wank. In I hope you all enjoyed that. That was the Weird and Wonderful Dating News Best Bits. Cece, did you enjoy it?
You know what? Every time, it still gets me, even though we're not here and I feel like we're here, it still gets me. It still tickles me. And I want more.
Oh, you want more?
I want more.
I'll tell you what, because we are away next week as well.
I've
got more for you.
Well, bring it on,
because next week, babe, we're doing the best bits of your favourite part of the show, which is...
stories, answers, questions, and advice.
See, we said that in tandem.
I mean, so, we always give advice regardless, but it is my favourite part because we're actually allowed to give advice.
We are allowed to give advice. And I'll tell you why we're allowed to give advice, because we have been around the block and we're not experts.
So
tune in next week for the best bits of the listeners' questions and stories. Toodaloo, boys and girls and everyone else. Bye.